John chapter 9. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus. "But this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said this, he spat on the ground, made some mud with his saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." This word means sent. So the man went and washed, and came home seeing. His neighbors and those who had formerly seen him begging asked, "Isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg?" Some claimed that he was. Others said, "No, he only looks like him." But he himself insisted, "I am the man." "How then were your eyes opened?" they demanded. He replied, "The man they called Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash, so I went and washed, and then I could see." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had been blind. A second time they summoned the man who had been blind. "Give glory to God," they said. "We know this man is a sinner." He replied, "Whether he is a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see."
Here we see Jesus restoring sight to a man who'd been blind all his life. Jesus does a creation miracle. Jesus takes the clay or the dust of the ground around and makes two perfect eyeballs. Well, this is mind-blowing. And yet, you know, the blindness of those around, they didn't want to believe in Jesus. What is spiritual blindness that Jesus goes on to talk about? It's that blindness of willful unbelief, stubbornly holding on to my opinions, a hardening towards that small voice of conscience within, that God-given voice, the welcoming of so-called evidence which only props up my agenda, convincing myself that I'm right when I know I'm looking only at what I want to believe. Spiritual blindness, it's willful. Friend, it's sinful. It'll send me to a lost eternity. Those religious leaders desperately did not want to believe in Jesus, despite all the evidence in front of them. Jesus said to them three times over in the last chapter, "You will die in your sins." But they didn't want to face up to that. And here we see the testimony of this man, blind from birth, receiving sight. "I know one thing, you can say what you like, you can try and argue me out of the facts of what's happened to me, but one thing I know, once I was blind, but now I see." Oh, dear friend, are you willing to come like that blind man and admit that you're blind and dead to spiritual things and yet have that new life of the Lord Jesus? When you own up to your sin and trust Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, you can say like that blind man, "Once I was blind to spiritual truths, to the Lord Jesus, but now I can see."